How does it play out more in your favor as a team this time?
We're just going to go out and put the work in. Not necessarily worried about the end result at this point. We're more focused on the preparation and getting ready. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, obviously the defense wasn't bad in that game necessarily, but do you take a lot from a matchup like that when it is so one-sided and so recent or not?
Well, when you think about the last game, you don't necessarily it's not very much you can get from it, more than a couple of scheme things, what plays they like to run. Every game is going to have its own personality, so this game is going to be a totally different game. You can't compare one game to another, especially regular season versus playoffs.
Julius, there's some teams that have a one pass rusher that has 17 or 18 sacks, but you guys, you know, have maybe a more balanced variety of guys. Palmer said he sees on tape there's 6-7 guys that he has to worry about. Which is the better way to get pressure on a quarterback?
I think it's better when you have a bunch of guys that can rush, that can give you different looks. I think we have a lot of guys that have a lot of different styles, and just matching up across the board, showing them different looks, different guys, different looks, I think goes better for us throughout the game.
Is that kind of how you got when you see Cousins, you got a couple of different guys? Is that a good example of that, do you think?
Yeah, we want to match up. We don't want to get into a game where we give somebody the advantage of having the rhythm against us, you know. So we have one guy rush on him, then you know, the next guy we'll take turns rushing and see what matchups we like and stick with it.
One of the things that you guys have done well to generate pressure is use some stunts in the last couple of weeks. What's important as a pass rusher in terms of chemistry with each other when you guys are running twists and stunts up front?
Yeah, that's an ongoing process as far as building chemistry up front. You continue to work on that. You continue to try to develop new games, things that might work, things that you may see on film that may work. So you don't want to show the same thing every week. It's about continuing to improve the technique and the games.
Are there times when you guys see that and it's not necessarily called and you have the options to just see it if it's there?
We have rush packages in. We go into each game with a different rush plan. So we have those things in place.
Do you like the feel of this team heading back to Arizona after the way you guys played at Washington?
Yeah, I like the feel. I like the feel. I think we're in a good place right now. Like I said, we're going to focus on the preparation and not necessarily the game and the outcome just yet. We want to prepare as best we can to try to have a better performance.
Julius, coach talked earlier this week. He was saying he started talking about the underdog thing for about 30 seconds, failed on that completely, and said that's just not you guys. How do you feel going into a game where, you know, some people would say you guys are the underdog? Coach obviously doesn't feel that way.
I don't feel that way either. We're going out as two NFL teams. You know, obviously you have a favorite and somebody that's a so-called underdog, but that's not the attitude of this team. We're going out, we feel we can play, and we're just as good as anybody we play against.